Verse 1, after this, after what? Well, what we've been talking about. After there was this tremendous judgment, after the four horsemen rode, after this, I saw four angels standing on the four corners of the earth, holding firmly the four winds of the earth, that no wind might blow on the earth, nor on the sea, nor on any tree. Verse 2, now in 3. And I saw another angel ascending from the sun rising, having the seal of the living God. And he cried with a great voice to the four angels, to whom it had been given to hurt the earth and the sea, saying, hurt not the earth, nor the sea, nor the trees, until we shall have sealed the servants, that is, the bond slaves of our God, in their foreheads. And I heard the number of those sealed, 144,000 sealed out of every tribe of the children of Israel. And I'm going to break off the reading there. That's the number from the nation Israel. But we'll see that out of the earth, there was a number of Gentiles, you couldn't even count them. There was so many of them that were saved. And I noticed that all the evangelists and all of us preachers today, we are able to give you the count. In fact, we may give you a count that may be a little bit larger than it really is. But here's one that they couldn't count. And I have to tell you, I'd like to know where the preacher evangelist is that couldn't count them today. But apparently in the Great Tribulation, there's going to be a great company that are to be saved. Now, how are they to be saved? They're going to be sealed. Sealed how? The Holy Spirit's going to be here not only to regenerate them, but He will have a special ministry of this Spirit of sealing them. And what is a seal? Well, that guarantees they're going to be delivered. You see, you go down to a post office and you say, I want to register this letter. They stamp it there, put a seal on it. You pay a little extra for that, and they mean that the entire post office department are going to get back of that letter and see that it's delivered. All of them are back of it. Now, they may be a little late today getting it to you, but they guarantee they're going to get it to you. Now, that is what seal here means. They're sealed. The Holy Spirit guarantees they're going to make it through the Great Tribulation. And, friend, if He wasn't there to see them make it through, they wouldn't make it through. And if you really want to know the truth today, I feel like telling the truth, so I'll just say this. Vernon McGee wouldn't make it through today if it wasn't for the Holy Spirit. I wonder if you and I realize how weak we are. Well, you know, I'd deny Him before the sun went down on another day if it wasn't for His work in me by the Spirit of God. Why, you know, we all have that nature that's in rebellion against God. So these people are going to be sealed. That's what we have just heard. Now we have an interlude. Before the seventh seal is open, here this angel's more than a sergeant. He's probably a lieutenant colonel or a general. He says, hold everything. He says, hold back the winds of judgment, the winds of the Great Tribulation, because we've got to seal these folks that are going to make it through. And there'll be two great companies out of the nation, Israel and Gentiles. Somebody says, where's the church? Well, I just told you, the beginning, they're not here. They are with Christ, I think, in the New Jerusalem, because He said He was going to prepare a place for those that were His, and now that He's taken them out, well, they're with Him. And that city will come down from God out of heaven later on when we'll get a look at it. And I want to spend time with that because that's where I'm going to live throughout eternity. And I always like to know where I'm going to move to. And I don't know why there's so many saints today. They talk about going to heaven, and they don't seem to know very much about where they're going. Well, may I say to you, the Bible really doesn't tell us much about it, but what it does say about it is very interesting and very important. And all that's in the book of Revelation. Now, that's the reason this book is very important. Now, let me come back to the text that I have read, verse 1. After this, we've already said, after the riding of the four horsemen. And I believe there we are given, as it were, a bird's eye view of the Great Tribulation period, an overall picture of it. And now the details are going to be given to us. And after this, I saw four angels standing on the four corners of the earth. A smart aleck boy got up in a meeting years ago where Dr. Ironside was speaking, and he says, I told you the Bible was unscientific. He apparently had talked to Dr. Ironside before, and he says, why, the Bible teaches that the earth is flat because it says the four corners of the earth. And Dr. Ironside said, young man, I'm amazed. Didn't you know that the earth has four corners? And the young man says, no, I didn't know the earth has four corners. What are they? He says, north, east, south, and west. That's the four corners of the earth, friends, you see. And that's the directions. The four angels, one in the north, east, south, and west. And they were holding firmly the four winds of the earth that no wind might blow on the earth, nor the sea, nor any tree. Now, these would be the winds of judgment. God uses wind and judgment, and he controls it. In Psalm 148:8, it says, fire and hail, snow and vapor, stormy wind fulfilling his word. And so now the winds of judgment are to be held back. Nothing can move now until God accomplishes his purpose. Now, what's his purpose going to be? I do not think God would permit any period to go on this earth that there weren't some turning to God, because that's his purpose. I don't think he'd run this world. I think he'd shut it down, turn it off, speak it out of existence if there were not folk turning to him. And so this will be a period when multitudes will turn to him.